Hey guys, and welcome to episode 3 of the Sailor Moon News Roundup. Sorry, there was a bit of a break between episodes. My work schedule got a bit insane at the end of the school year. For those who don't know, I'm teaching English to our children in Japan. So, end of the school year was end of March, and really no free time at all. But now I have free time, my schedule's a lot easier, and a lot more free time to work on my projects. So expect me to get back into what I had planned originally, was to have an episode on a weekly basis, every week, to recap you on all the Sailor Moon news that's been announced. And there's been quite a lot of news since the last episode. So, first of all, I guess the biggest news is we now have a name for the new Sailor Moon anime. It will be called Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Crystal. We had an image that was leaked online about a week before the Anime Japan 2014 convention here in Tokyo. And, it had some image, our first image of the new anime. Our artwork looks amazing. It very much looks like the manga art style. All the details are there. The proportions, the eyes, everything looks just like it's straight out of the manga. It'll be very interesting to see how this looks animated, but from right now, the image that we've seen looks amazing. We've got a English logo with the new title and a Japanese logo of the new title. Very, very exciting. Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Crystal. Can't wait for more information. If you want to see this image and the logo, check out www.moonkitty.net, and I've got all the information and everything we know about the anime on the site right now. Now, just a few days ago, we got some more big information. We're getting a new Sailor Moon musical. So we had a new one last year, at the end of the year, and we thought maybe it might be a one-off. We weren't sure whether it's going to be a continuation of musicals, but I guess it was a success. So they're going to do another one, and hopefully this means we'll be getting a third and a fourth and a fifth and so on. So not much is known about this second new musical coming in summer this year in Tokyo. No idea if the same performers will be coming back, or you know, who's writing it or directing it. No information at all. All we know is that it's happening summer in Tokyo this year, and summer is only in a few months because we're in spring right now in the Northern Hemisphere. So very, very exciting. It should be, I guess, around the launch of the new anime, or maybe a month after the launch of the new anime. So July, August maybe. But I will let you know more information as soon as we know more information. So there's new Sailor Moon Gashapons, or capsule toys. They're up for pre-order. So check out, I got the link on moonkitty.net. Check it out. They look very, very cute. Very small kind of Sailor Moon figures this time. They're not like keychain charms or brooch replicas or mirrors. They're actually really small, super small models. Remember, these are like super small capsule toy things, so don't expect high detail, you know, professional quality statues. These are just like, you know, little cheap little figures. But the Gashapons have been very popular, and they are very limited in supply in Japan too. So if you want these, I highly recommend pre-ordering the sets of these Gashapons if you want them, or if you think you'll want them in the future, because these are selling out day of release everywhere. Speaking of pre-orders and figures, the Sailor Jupiter Tamashii Nations Figure Arts figure has been given a release date, and the pre-orders are now online. So I've added all this to the shopping guide on Mookie.net, along with all the other Tamashii Nation figures. And the Jupiter figure looks really, really impressive, really amazing. I am, of course, going to get it and review it, along with Venus, which comes out this month. For those who are wondering, yes, I did get Mercury and Mars, and I am doing video reviews of those. It's just taking a bit long just because of my free time problem last month, but I have recorded the videos as well as videos for the Sailor Moon Zero figure, which is the extra large figure as well, and I will hopefully be getting the video reviews of those three figures up online this week sometime, so stay tuned for that. Sailor Jupiter comes out on the 19th of July in Japan, and I would expect maybe an August release for the US release. That's just my guesstimate, though. Normally the US release comes out a month after the Japanese release, though you never know, it could come out earlier or later, we don't know. But yeah, check out the shopping guide on the site. I've got shopping links where to buy it. Pre-order yours right now. Stay tuned. Something else that's coming soon is the second series of the Sailor Moon Melamine cups. They're also up for pre-order now. Basically, melamine. I hope that's how you say it. It's like a really hard plastic kind of cups. Yeah, a lot of people, I'm not really a fan of these, but I know a lot of people who are. So again, check those out. These are a very different style than the first series, which was just kind of a reuse of the Sailor Moon S anime DVD covers. This second series seems to have new artwork, I guess, but in a very kind of colorful, almost like crayon style way on the cups. But yeah, check them out if you're interested in plastic cups. So something that was very exciting. So this week here in Tokyo, there's a big shopping center called Isetan, big shopping chain. Sorry, not shopping center. And they had a Sailor Moon pop-up fashion store in Isetan. And I went over there, checked it out, took a big HD video of the display, and was very impressed. The amount of detail that went into this little pop-up store was really incredible. They had mannequins. Each representing the inners, and they weren't just kind of cartoony or anime statues. They were more like, yeah, like the fashion mannequins you would have in a regular high-end clothes store. And they drew the connections between the manga and the anime and the modern fashion very subtly. So, for example, they have like a mannequin of a woman. She's got like a short bob haircut. And she's got like blue baubles hanging down around her. So she's Mercury. So it's done very, very well. It looks amazing. It's very hard to explain. Just think of kind of high-end, overpriced fashion and Sailor Moon, and it might give you a general gist. But check out the video I have on the YouTube channel and also on the notes for this episode. And let me know what you think. I loved it. I didn't buy anything. For one, it was all women's fashion, and also it was very, very expensive. And so I don't feel. And I didn't really seem to justify spending that much money on these items, even if you are a hardcore collector. So, for example, there's like a Princess Serenity dress, and that was like $1,000 or over. So, yeah, don't feel too bad that you missed out on this if you're not living in Japan. But it was very cool to see nonetheless, and it only goes until I think today, the 8th of April, only 1 week. But very exciting to see something like this, especially the effort that went into the design with the Moon Kingdom backdrop, and even like a Luna, a 3D Luna, up in the roof kind of area of the display. But it's very, very cool to see. Now, also in Japan, Volume 9 and 10 of the third generation Sailor Moon manga were released last month, and these basically finished off the Sailor Stars story arc and also all the short stories. So we have Volume 11 and 12 due for release later this month in April, and not really sure the contents. I'm assuming it's going to be just Sailor V, but it is a bit strange that they're calling it Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Volume 11 and 12, not Sailor V 1 and 2. So you never know. It's pretty, pretty confident that it's going to be Sailor V, but you never know. There might be something else, but we'll wait and see, I guess. It should be out around the last week or so of this month, so stay tuned for more. Volumes 9 and 10, very, 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 very cool. Lots of color pages, of course, like all the other volumes in this release. The cover's really surprised. Volume 9 has Princess Serenity and Prince Endymion on the cover in a brand new manga artwork, and 10 has basically all 10 soldiers kind of thrown together in a very kind of nice way. Again, something about this artwork on this new release I'm not really a fan of. There's something that's kind of missing from Naoko Takeuchi's old artwork. Seems a bit, I don't know, rushed maybe. But I don't know, let me know what you think again. I know a lot of people are really loving these new covers. I'm loving the release in general. I think the paper quality is amazing, and definitely check them out if you're interested. I don't think an English release is going to happen for at least a year from now, just because we had the second generation release very, very recent in the English speaking market, where Japan had that release over 10 years ago, which is why they're getting this new release now. So yeah, definitely check it out if you're interested. Now, something that's very exciting for a lot of people is the release, or the announcement, sorry, of a new Sailor Moon Luna pen or disguise pen. It's kind of like a replica, and you can pre-order those now. I've got links on the site. Looks very cool, very similar to the brooches that were released recently in Japan, but a lot more affordable, a lot cheaper. And I've got the feeling that more of them are being made than the brooches, which were selling out like crazy. Pre-orders were selling out before they were even on shelves. So yeah, check it out. Again, actually, this isn't something I'm really interested in getting for myself. I don't know why. It doesn't really interest me that much for some reason. But again, a lot of moonies are losing their minds over this. I think it's fantastic. So, yeah, again, check it out. Now, Sailor Moon is getting a lot more and more exposure here in Tokyo. It's not really like, for example, my Japanese friends, they haven't seen anything Sailor Moon related since it was on TV like 20 years ago. So for the average Japanese person, it's not like Sailor Moon's making a big comeback here. Despite all of this stuff we're seeing happening in Japan related to Sailor Moon, everything that's happening, it's happening on a very limited basis. All the new merchandise is very limited, like the fashion show in the Isetan. It's only happening for in one store location, in one very small area for a period of 7 or 8 days. The musical was not really advertised outside of the Sailor Moon fandom online. Only held in Tokyo, it wasn't touring Japan. So when you're stuck in the Sailor Moon internet bubble, it can seem like Sailor Moon is everywhere in Japan right now, but it is still very, very much in the kind of the existing fan base. It hasn't really launched itself into the general population yet. Even my Japanese friends, who are huge anime and manga buffs, they have no idea a new anime is coming out in July. It very much is still within the Sailor Moon communities. But I expect that to change once the new anime does come out, hopefully. And they are realizing now, I think, that the merchandise is selling very well, so they are making more of the new merchandise that is coming out from now on, I think. Definitely a lot of the stuff seems to be having more of it made. The Gashapons, they're not so much making more of each release of the Gashapons, but they are releasing more Gashapons in general and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. But again, I don't feel too stressed about not being here in Japan with all the Sailor Moon stuff happening. I'm getting a lot of tweets from people saying they wish they were here and they feel bad that they can't be here. But it's not really as big in Japan yet as it looks online. So keep that in mind. Don't worry too much. Sailor Moon has been popping up in a few magazines. It was in VV Magazine again last month, and it came with a free exclusive Sailor Moon pouch, a little pocket thing. This was very popular with a few fans. And you can still buy this magazine online for about $12 or so, which is pretty good. And yeah, it comes with a little pouch that you can only get with this magazine. It's not amazing quality, but you know, it's collectible, and it has some really nice Supers Dream Arc manga artwork with Pegasus on it. So yeah, get it if you're a fan. Something I've been very interested in following recently is this fan project. It's called Moon Animate Makeup. So basically, what it's been doing, it's kind of doing a very similar thing to what the Star Wars fans did about a year or 2 years ago, where basically Star Wars fans got together and they filmed, like, I don't know, half a minute or so of different scenes throughout the films, and then they put all those different shots together with the original audio from the movie and made kind of like a remake of the movie, but with every 30 seconds or so it would cut to like someone's like stop animation, or like maybe their kids dressed up in the costumes acting out the scene. So the Sailor Moon fan project is doing a very similar thing, but kind of taking it to the next level. They're doing an episode from the first season of the anime with the audio from the English dub, the Deke release, which I'm a big fan of. And basically, yeah, fans are animating. They're drawing and animating themselves, like ranging from, I guess, I think like half a minute to like 5 seconds of, yeah, animation. And it's looking incredible. Like everyone seems to have their own unique styles. And it's going to be really interesting to see it all edited together. And it looks incredible. And I think most people will agree that I think a lot of the animation these fans are making was actually better animated than the, you know, actual original episode. And yeah, it looks very, very incredible. I have a link to this in the show notes for this podcast episode, so make sure you check it out. And of course, I will be tweeting about it and posting on Facebook and Google Plus and everything when this is finished, because it looks incredible. And I really hope it's a success and they do more episodes, or maybe one of the movies, or even maybe one of the live action TV episodes. Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon, the live action show. That would be interesting to see animated. That would be a cool idea. But looks, yeah, really, really incredible. So if you're an animator, if you're an artist, or you just like watching other artists produce work, check this out. especially if you're a Sailor Moon fan, which I assume you are if you're listening to this episode. I made a few extra videos since the last episode. So I made a video of my trip to Anime Japan 2014, and basically it's kind of a guide to where it is in Tokyo Big Sight, but also did a video, a clip, a few shots of the Sailor Moon display they had at this anime convention that happens every year in Tokyo, Japan. And there wasn't much of a Sailor Moon presence, but there was a presence, at least, as opposed to the previous years where there's been none at all. They had the new artwork poster, of course, and the title for the new anime, Sailor Moon Crystal. And they also had a booth with all the new Sailor Moon merchandise that's been released and was also coming up. So they had the new pull-up doll on display, which is like a Korean, South Korean doll brand. Very, very popular. If you like, very cool too, I guess, if you like dolls. Also had all the Tamashii Nations figures and a few other, you know, things as well on display. So check out the video if you're curious to see you know, what's out in Japan and what's coming soon, or even just how they are displayed at the convention for all other fans. It was very, very cool to see and very exciting, even though it was like, I don't know, a meter square, the space, out of the two massive rooms they had for the convention. So I also did a video of some Sailor Moon Gashapons that I got from the second series. I was working near Tokyo Skytree recently, so and they had some on display. So I got a few, and you can see me actually getting them out of the machine and then opening up at home and seeing which ones I got. I also did a video of a Sailor Moon notepad I got, and a Sailor Mars pen as well, which I highly recommend getting if you can find them. But I think most of those pens are sold out everywhere. But they have announced they're doing a new, a re-release, and they're going to be releasing some newer, I think better designed pens in the very near future too. But no pre-orders for those yet. So that's about it for this episode of the Sailor Moon News Roundup. Thank you for listening. Again, my apologies for the big delay between episodes. But I do promise you now that I will be back to the regular weekly schedule. And which will definitely be needed, I think, because now, especially with the new musical being announced, as well as a new anime coming very, very soon in July, just 3 months from now, there's going to be lots and lots of news every single day now. And even the official site has been updating now, even on Saturdays. Before it was Monday to Friday, but now they updated last Saturday, which is great because, yay, Sailor Moon News. But I was kind of like, no, I would like to have at least, you know, 2 days off a week where we know for sure no news is going to be announced. But it is super exciting. It's always kind of interesting to see what they announce, because sometimes we just assume it's gonna be, oh, maybe a new t-shirt, but then bam, new musical out of nowhere. And that's very, very cool to see. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Got links again on moonkitty.net, so check out the site. There'll be links for the podcast there, and also links for the episode notes for this episode, which will have links to every story I mentioned in this episode. And like links where to buy all the merchandise I talk about, and also links to the photos or video clips that I mentioned as well. And if you haven't already, please take the time to rate or review this podcast as well as subscribing on iTunes or Stitcher. Any positive rating and rating or review does help it rank higher in search results and get me more subscribers and listeners, which will be fantastic. So again, thank you very much, guys, for listening, and I'll try my best to keep you updated. Until next time, Sailor Moon says.